Hello. You are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 119. As this episode is being released on October 22nd, it only seems apt that we focus on the spooky and scary during this Halloween season. I have a feeling that as this week unwinds, leading up to Halloween, there's probably going to be a bunch of new songs released from various bands that should be on this episode, but alas, I can only include the songs that exist as of right now. You get what I'm saying. So, before we dive into that, as usual, I'd like to remind you that this show is part of a network of shows on the We Own This Town network. Head on over to weownthistown.net and click on podcasts to see the wide range of offerings we've got for you. Our latest show, Friday Night Nudes with Kim and Louisa, just launched their first episode, and it's worth a listen just to find out exactly what the show is going to be about. Whatever it is, Kim and Louisa will cover plenty of Nashville relevant activities and insights along the way. And they're pretty funny. Always a bonus. I'd also like to quickly inform you that all of our shows are now streaming on Spotify. So if you hated firing up a secondary podcast app to listen to any of those things, now you don't have to. You can just keep it all in Spotify. I understand the convenience of that. I am doing it myself now. Okay, enough. Enough with the blathering. Let's get into some Halloween music. Generally, I do not think listening to Halloween music is best experienced with a bunch of interruptive talking between songs, so if you want to hear this without all my yapping, head on over to the episode detail page and look for the link for the music-only version, so you can just hear this as a cool atmospheric thing to fuel your Halloween parties. All right, here we go. Let's dive in. Was Boo Dudes with Grave Robin Grant's Goblin from their album Haint Anger from 2017. If you don't know, every year Boo Dudes put out an album of entertaining Halloween tunes. That song is about a grave robber looking to pay off college loans. It's not really your typical subject matter, but they make it work. This track is actually from last year's release and not the latest release. This year's release is called Ska Ska Scary. I did not include a song from that because, frankly, I hate ska music and could not bring myself to put it on this show. It's well recorded, it's well written, it's a great record, but I personally do not find pleasure in listening to ska, so I couldn't do it. Sorry about that, Boo Dudes. It's no reflection on the great work that you're doing. I do recommend a deep dive into their whole catalogs of songs, as they tend to write in a very wide range of styles. There's another song on Haint Anger that feels like a B-52s parody. They do like 50s ghoul rock and roll really well. They do like found sound recordings. They cover a lot of ground. So Boo Dudes, that's Nashville's premier Halloween music makers. Great. All right, this next song is a is a collaborative effort between a whole bunch of people. I'll tell you once it's over what it was all about. And yeah, let's just give it a listen. Pretty spooky. That was Skelet from Charlie Conway featuring Amy Wright and Andy Black. It's a big collaborative effort there. This is actually sent to me via Instagram with a note that it was planned for an intended Halloween release, but I guess it was nixed. Or maybe it wasn't nixed because we just listened to it, so now it's kind of out in the world. Can we call this an exclusive? I think we can. I think let's call this an exclusive. So that was Charlie Conway featuring Amy Wright from Brenna Boy, God, can't pronounce it, and Andy Black, who is from Panda Park. You may have heard some lyrics in there. I believe it's German, Skelett im Schrank, which means skeletons in the closet. I liked it. It was a pretty dancey track on the whole, but also like really messy and kind of decomposed in a way. Some nice effects there. I think they should have released it. I guess they did, but they should have put it out there. It's a great song. All right, so let's dive into the next thing. There's a number of Halloween-appropriate songs that I found while putting this episode together, but some of them have extremely short run times. So in an attempt to maximize our offerings here, I'm going to couple those songs together as lead-ins to other longer songs. We'll see how well it works, but here's the Etz leading into the Non-Commissioned Officers.
Make sure. necessary. I've loved that one before. We burned our hearts alive. Or spit a cigarette. I could have myself a time. Brains more bitter than white wine. All my memories overcast. Crayfish floating in.
All right, that was The Etts with The Non-Commissioned Officers, two totally separate tracks. First track was The Etts' In Yobino from Wicked Will, and the second track was The Non-Commissioned Officers' The Potion Song / Trespasser from the Make Out With Violence soundtrack. So I guess that's kind of a triple shot of songs. We heard three songs there together. I really love all those, but that particular Non-Commissioned Officers song, I really love the potion at the beginning, turning into the scream, turning into this very dark undertaking. If you heard the episode of We Own This Town Music with Jordan Lenning, you know that I am a huge super fan of that soundtrack and its entire largesse. I mean, it's great from start to finish, and it's massively long. So if you haven't heard the Make Out With Violence soundtrack, this is the time to go listen to it. This is the season. So it's a movie about a zombie. So of course, there's going to be songs that feel Halloween appropriate. I guess zombies are now year-round affair, thanks to The Walking Dead. But let's be honest, zombies are for October. Okay, let's do another coupling. I think that worked pretty well. Here's Bows and Arrows with Shaboy.
Halloween fell on a weekend. It's your boy ain't cages trick or treating. I seen a dope head in the street freaking. Clothes all ripped and his breath was reeking. I said, hey homeboy, head for shelter. He turned around looking like helter skelter. He was on some of that walking undead shit. He looked me dead in the face and he said this.
I used to be a dope rapper just like you, but then I got shot by a rival crew. I was barely in the ground, man, the dirt hadn't settled. Before I went down to hell and made a deal with the devil. Covered in blood, I crept out of a crib, feeling like I had a new 16 to rip. And I mean to get my revenge on my haters. So shot me the one dude named Tatus. Yeah, that's right. Damn. What? Yeah. I looked at Josh and he looked at me, and we both took off running down the street. Trying to get away from the undead dude. Was trying to turn our gray matter into head food. Hell nah, I ain't going out like that. I stopped in my tracks and I turned right back. And I asked Josh, are we mice or men? I killed him once and I'll do it again. Here comes a freaky zombie man now. I hit him in his undead face like pow. I ain't never had no hesitation. C-O-M-B decapitation. That right there is a demonstration of why y'all shouldn't never fuck with Cadence. And how he made the whole damn rap game hopeless. When he's been his dopest Halloween opus.
I love that song. In full transparency, that song from Shaboy, Undead Head Check, is from a YK Records release called Curse Walk that came out 9 years ago. So I was involved with helping release that. So I am very biased in my enjoyment, but I think we can all agree that it's a perfect homage to the 80s, early 90s style hip hop tracks like Fresh Prince's Nightmare on My Street or Fat Boy's Are You Ready for Freddy? It's fun. It's a hilarious song. And it's also very Halloween appropriate. I play that very heavily during October. Starting October 1st to October 31st, Shaboy's Curse Walk is in rotation pretty much every day. So go look that up. It stands up. It's been 9 years. It's still good. The Bows and Arrows track that preceded it, entitled Southern Ghosts, was from a release also from a long time ago, 1010 Eaton Street. I think it was released in 2009. So both came out about the same time, many years ago. Something about that crunchy keyboard in there just gets me every time. I'd also say that I miss that band because that release is really good, but everyone that was involved in Bows and Arrows has gone on to do other great things now, so it's kind of hard to lament their departure because they're still doing so many great things. So yeah, that was Southern Ghosts from Bows and Arrows and Undead Head Check from Shaboy featuring Cadence. All right. Let's dive into another track. I think it's one you probably will recognize, but I'm not, I mean, you're going to recognize it for sure. Absolutely. If you're a human on the earth, you will know this song. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but let's see how long it takes you to pick up on what it is.
Close to midnight, and something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. And
you try to scream,
but terror takes a sound before you make it.
You start to freeze.
Horror looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed. You hear the door slam and realize that there's nowhere left to run. You feel the cold.
just imagination, girl. But all the while, you hear the creature creeping up behind. You're out of time, 'cause this is thriller night. No one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike.
Thriller, thriller,
you're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller tonight.
Getting down, must stand and face the hounds of hell, and rot inside a corpse's shell. The foulest stench is in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist.
All right. That was Thriller. You got that, right? That was Michael Jackson's Thriller. I'm sure you picked up on that. That was from a band called Terrible. The album is called The Devil is Drunk and I Am Halloween. It's actually an EP of four cover songs, that Michael Jackson song being one of them. I just stumbled across it, just trying to find songs to put into this playlist, and as luck would have it, found this thing. So looking at the band's Twitter, they still seem to be active in 2018, but I don't see any releases listed on their Bandcamp since 2015, so maybe they're working on stuff. I know that that version of Thriller only vaguely represents the original, but I kind of love it when a band does that to a song and takes it in a completely different direction and manages to keep it entertaining. That Vincent Price piece at the end was great. I love the horns. Totally different version of the song, but still an enjoyable listen. Maybe if you hadn't heard the original, it wouldn't be as great, but because it's a cover, it stands up. All right, the next part of the show is going to get a little more atmospheric. We're going to steer away from the traditional vocals kind of pop songs and get into just dark, spooky, atmospheric music. So let's start with a song from Black Power.
Thank you.
All right. Nothing like some witch house to get your Halloween kicked off, right? That song is from the band Black Power from the album The Dark Glow, and the name of the track is Like a Prayer. And I would love to believe that it was actually built off of the Madonna track. Every song on that album, released in 2015, is named after some wildly popular pop song. I'm a Slave for You, Dancing on My Own, Bad Romance, etc. There may be zero correlation between the name of the song and the actual song, but I'm going to convince myself that they're related. And somehow inspired by the originals or sampling the originals, reworking the originals, I'm just letting myself believe it. I'm going for it. Let yourself do the same. All right, now we're going to listen to one of the masters, in my opinion, the masters of dark and scary music. He makes it year-round, not just in October. Makeup and Vanity Set. He's got a real penchant for the scary, the spooky, the ominous, the treacherous. And I think you'll agree. Let's hear some. That was House of the Devil from Makeup and Vanity Set off of an October 2017 release called October Horror. It was a project that Makeup and Vanity Set tasked himself with to make a new track every day for the month of October that was inspired by or themed around a specific horror movie. That's 31 tracks coming out every day. It's pretty impressive. So picking a single track from that list was very difficult. I went with House of the Devil because it's got a bit more upbeat vibe to it. A lot of the others get a little more atmospheric. Wanted to keep this podcast going, you know, keep you engaged. But I definitely recommend that you go over to the episode detail page for this episode of the show. Click on the link to hear more of these and just dive into all of it. He really covered a wide range of horror movies. I mean, that was House of the Devil, but of course he did Day of the Dead, he did You're Next, he did Halloween, he did Hellraiser, he did The Omen, he did The Thing, he did Nosferatu, he did Scanners, he does some foreign films like El Gato and Nuevo Code, The Train to Busan. It's a long list. It's 31 songs. So it's a lot of scary horror movie music. That was pretty rambly, but I think you get the point. All right, I'm going to wrap this show up with a bit more ambient piece, even more ambient than that Makeup and Vanity Set. It's similar, but it's a little more minimal and drawn out in its hauntingness. So let's listen to The Entity from Between Dimensions. All right, that was The Entity from Between Dimensions with the track Unspeakable Terrors from Beyond the Unknown off of the album Transdimensional Tricks and the Treat Which Lies Beyond. Seriously, that's the longest artist name, track name, album title I think I've ever said or listed on this show. Pretty impressive. Fairly certain that this project is dead, which is apt considering this is an Halloween episode. It was released back in 2006. I have no further information on the band. There's no credits listed. There's no band members listed. There's a website that's linked, but it doesn't go anywhere. You know, The Entity from Between Dimensions is not to be known. It's a great track, though. It may not be something you go out and go jogging to, but if you just set up some speakers on your front porch and just blasted that out into the neighborhood, it'd be pretty awesome for Halloween. Your neighbors would definitely not enjoy it, but it'd still be appropriate. We should all have our neighbors questioning our sanity during this time of year. The Entity from Between Dimensions can make that happen. Go check out that that album, Transdimensional Tricks and the Treat Which Lies Beyond. It's good atmospheric Halloween music. All right, that's it. That's the Halloween episode. Head over to the detail page if you want to hear the music-only version. But before we wrap, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that in the last issue of the Nashville Scene, my label, YK Records, was named for Best Record Label Expansion, and the piece even name-dropped We Own This Town in there. It was a shock just to see the award at all, and frankly, it was really exciting to see We Own This Town mentioned in print. It felt really good, so thank you for that. I hope everyone's enjoying listening to these shows. All right, we'll be back with more new music in the next episode and likely do some sort of 2018 wrap-up as we get into December. If you have any questions or suggestions or just general feedback, hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at We Own This Town, or head over to our website, weownthistown.net. Get in touch there. I mean, one of the tracks from this episode came from an Instagram direct message. It really does work. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. Everyone have a great Halloween. Tell me what I missed. Let's make the 2019 version of this show even better with even scarier music. All right. Goodbye. I had to do it.